following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Marianne Cushy on this Thursday morning, March 18th. Authorities have identified the first fatal victim of the tragic crash that killed three people under a tunnel near San Diego City College. 40-year-old Rodney Diffendahl was identified as one of the people killed on Monday when a 71-year-old driver veered onto the sidewalk and plowed into a group of people. That's according to the medical examiner's office. They also described Diffendahl as being homeless. Officials say the driver, who was identified as Craig Voss, was impaired at the time of the crash and was arrested on several charges. Federal investigators are asking the public for tips in the human smuggling operation that brought dozens of migrants through a hole in the U.S.-Mexico border, leading to a crash that killed 13 people. The fatal crash occurred on March 2nd, about 10 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border at Calexico and about 100 miles east of San Diego. U.S. Border Patrol agents discovered a 10-foot section of the border fence had been cut, and at least two SUVs had driven northbound through the open section. USBP later located one of the SUVs broken down on Interstate 8 near Holtville, where agents arrested 19 undocumented migrants. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is looking into whether 6 feet of distance is really necessary to keep students safe at school, or if 3 feet will suffice. That's according to NBC News. The debate carries major implications for school reopenings. The current CDC guidance recommends maintaining 6 feet of distance between students, severely limiting the number of people who can safely fit into each classroom. One study published last week in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases compared the rates of COVID-19 cases among students and staff in Massachusetts public schools with different physical distancing requirements. Among more than 240 school districts that were studied, COVID-19 case rates were similar, whether the districts required physical distancing of 3 feet or 6 feet. You can search CDC on NBC7.com to learn more about the study. And as more people get their COVID-19 vaccine, doctors are noticing a new side effect in women that could affect their routine mammogram. Swollen lymph nodes are showing up in some women's screenings, which could mimic breast cancer. So the Society of Breast Imaging is issuing guidance for these routine checkups. They say to get your routine mammogram before you get your COVID shot, or wait 4 to 6 weeks after you finish getting your shot to schedule your routine mammogram. However, if you do sense anything abnormal, or you have a discharge or feel that something is not right, you should contact your health provider as soon as possible. And you've got extra time to file your federal income taxes. The deadline has been extended from April 15th to May 17th. That's according to the Treasury Department and the IRS. But you still need to file your state income tax by April 15th. Now here's Sheena with a look at your weather.
Good Thursday morning. We're off to another chilly start this morning, but expect mostly sunny skies as we go through your Thursday. Temperatures near the coast will be in about the mid-60s, upper 60s for the inland valleys. So it's going to be pretty similar to yesterday. At the beaches, we have a low risk of rip currents, wave heights 1 to 3 feet. Today's going to be gorgeous. Tomorrow, slightly warmer, and then we cool down a little bit more for the weekend. Marianne?
Thanks, Sheena, for that most accurate weather forecast. And by the way, if you are looking to catch up on the latest pandemic-related changes affecting San Diego's food and lifestyle scene, you can listen to our Scene in San Diego podcast. Hosts Monica Garski and Candace Wu have a new episode out now where they are joined by San Diego's mayor, Todd Gloria, to talk about the impact of the pandemic on our local restaurant industry and how these small businesses will start to rebuild. You can check out Scene in San Diego wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.